SpaceX Starship V3's first test flight largely successful. SpaceX has flown Starship V3 for the first time, in a test flight that met most of its goals. The company had to step down from the launch attempt on the evening of May the 21st due to a technical issue, specifically an hydraulic pin holding the spacecraft's tower arm in place would not retract. But on May the 22nd, nothing prevented SpaceX from launching the upgraded version of its spacecraft designed for journeys to the Moon and Mars. The launch vehicle ignited all 33 of its Super Heavy boosters, new Raptor 3 engines, and then lifted off at 2230 UTC from Starbase, Texas. During ascent, one of the booster engines shut down, but Starship continued its flight until it was time for the stages to separate. The booster was able to perform a direction flip maneuver, which the company wanted to test for future missions. However, it was unable to light the engines needed to perform the successful boost back burn, the other maneuver necessary for the rocket to be able to travel back towards its landing site. It wasn't lost, however. SpaceX had been catching Super Heavy boosters with its launch tower's mechanical arm in previous flights, but it never intended to recover this one. Despite the engine failures, SpaceX chief Elon Musk congratulated his team on an epic first Starship V3 launch and landing, telling them they scored a goal for humanity. SpaceX managed to pull a largely successful test flight just in time for its initial public offering, IPO. The company just publicly filed its IPO paperwork with the Securities and Exchange Commission, and Reuters has reported that SpaceX shares are expected to start trading on June the 12th. China launches Shenzhou 23 spacecraft. China launched the Shenzhou 23 spacecraft on May the 24th, with three astronauts heading to its space station, including one set to stay in space for a year. The spacecraft blasted off from the Jinqing Satellite Launch Center in northwestern China. The much-anticipated launch comes as China prepares for its first crewed lunar landing by 2030. The astronauts on board the mission are Xu Yangzhu, the commander, Zhang Jingwang, and Li Qiying, also identified by Chinese authorities as Li Xiangying, using the Mandarin translation for her name. Li, who was born and raised in Hong Kong and has a doctoral degree in computer forensics, is the first astronaut from the city on a space mission. One of the three astronauts on the Shenzhou 23 mission is scheduled to stay at the orbiting space station for a year in what would be among the world's longest single stay in space. The astronaut's mission is to explore human adaptability and performance limits in long-duration spaceflight environments, state media reported. Blue Origin explosion. A Blue Origin New Glenn rocket blew up on the launch pad in Cape Canaveral, Florida, on Thursday night of May the 28th, during an engine firing test ahead of a satellite launch next week. No one was hurt. The explosion shook nearby homes and briefly painted the sky orange. Jeff Bezos, Blue Origin's founder, wrote on X, "It's too early to know the root cause of we're already working to find it. Very rough day, but we'll rebuild whatever needs rebuilding and get back to flying. It's worth it," he said. Gun leaking atmosphere into space again. It's an old problem that NASA recently hoped was resolved. In January, NASA said that after multiple inspections and sealant applications, the pressure inside the segment, known as the PRK module, had reached a stable configuration. The PRK module is essentially a transfer tunnel attached to the Zvezda service module on the Russian segment of the space station. Unfortunately, the leak returned 3 weeks ago after Russian cosmonauts unloaded cargo from the Progress 95 cargo spacecraft. Although there is no impact on astronauts aboard the station, nor any immediate concerns about the station's health, The returning leak issue raises new questions about the long-term viability of the ISS. Now onto some passes for today, Sunday the 7th of June, and all times in Central African time. The International Space Station, 1950 to 2001. SO50 or SAUDISAT-1C, 1538 to 1551, and finally TAPISASAT 1446 to 1458. This is ZS5FR for AMSAT SA.